The Mishnah on Ayin Beis and Aleph, which will get us to the Kisei Rosh, which we'll talk about, and also hopefully other things covering parts of the body, which the Gemara talks about Ayin Beis and Beis. But before we get to that, we have our Mishnah. The Mishnah says Elu Yotzos Shelo B'Ksuba. So that these are the women that, when you megarish them, you divorce them without a ksuba. Overes al Das Moshe Yehudis, and the Gemara goes on to list what is Das Moshe, what is Das Yehudis. So. And then the Gemara has example. The Mishnah has Machilasu Sheinu Meusar. She feeds her food that the Meisar wasn't taken from. He sleeps with her when she's in Nida. She doesn't take Chala. She doesn't keep Nedarim. And Das Yehudis is she goes out without covering her hair. She spins things in the Shuk, and she speaks with people and some other things. So the first question is, what's Pshat with these? What's with these cases, with these examples of, you know, why is there a knas? I don't even know if I want to use that term, but why is it that he doesn't have to give her the ksuba for specifically these things? Is it these things specific examples, or are they examples of something else? Or are they simonim of something greater? So the first question is, what's the story with this Mishnah and this list of things? So if you look at the Rambam, when he brings the Mishnah, read the Rambam first source. The Elohein Advarim Shem Asas Echad Mehem Avral Das Moshe. So he starts with listing the Das Moshes, which we have in our Mishnah. Yotza B'Shuk V'Seir Rosha Goloi. She goes out without her hair covered. O Shino Deres Onish Bas V'Ena Mekayemes. She makes the Darim, doesn't keep it. Shim Shemitas V'Nida Peyakotz L'Chala. She can take Chala. Shechilas Bela Dvarim Asurim. And she feeds him Dvarim Asurim. Vein Tarchlomar Shkatzim Ramasim and Avelos. And certainly if she feeds him bugs and other kinds of things that are food. El advarim she'enon meusarin. How do you read that? Ushachilas by el advarim asurim in zechlomer shekatzim ramasim nevelos el advarim she'enon meusarin. Something seems off with those words. I don't know exactly, but al kol panim, the Rambam has more or less the Mishnah. Anybody see anything additional that we don't have in our Mishnah? Say a Rosh Goli with that part of Das Moshe. Now the Gemara, which we'll get to, and the bottom line is an Aleph, when the Gemara talks about the fact that the Mishnah calls Say a Harosh Das Yehudis, the Gemara is bothered. It's Doraisa, but it's not in the Mishnah's Das Moshe, it's only listed in the Mishnah's Das Yehudis. So what's the Rambam doing? And also the Rambam gives other examples of foods, feeding foods, and not necessarily the case of our Mishnah. So, the Magen Mishnah. So I made a jump actually in my mind when I was learning Rambam over Yondif. I thought maybe the Rambam. Well, let's look at the Magen Mishnah for a second. So the Magen Mishnah says, if you look at the top line, when the Gemara says you feed him food that doesn't have ma'aser, take him kol shekein shar dvarim hasurim. Certainly other things, she feeds them other things that are aser. Shari ha ma'aser bizman hazeh, eino el medivrehem, because ma'aser, come on, that's not such a big deal. It's only derabanan bizman hazeh, and he goes on to say, and ma'aser also, even if it's zaraisa, but the husband can get around it. And certainly other things. So, certainly we could say that the Magen Mishnah is learning that these examples in our Mishnah are lav dafka, and it applies to other things as well. Now, my initial reaction to reading the Rambam was, we're going beyond kind of, maybe you would say, goes to any Avera. It's a knas. If you do an Avera, woman does an Avera, so that's it. She loses her ksuba. I guess we'll talk in more detail later. We'll see that we hold, and it's a Gemara and Sota, really, that says you need Hasra for this whole Mishnah to take place. You need Edim Hasra, which we'll see. So it's not just like, oh, she didn't have Avera, bam, that's it, she loses her Ksuba. But if you have an Avera with Edim Hasra, so it sounds like, how could she? She's not no Hengis like a Bashar, she's not acting properly, so she loses her Ksuba. And in fact, if you look at the Rambam, in source number 3, where the Rambam kind of rounds out these series of halachas there. So first is source 2 is Tzperek Chav Dal Halach Yeralach, then Halach Tez Zayim. The Rambam summarizes the verse on Das Moshe, Das Yehudis,
Chen zu she'asas davar mechuar. Ein kovan es ha'ba'al lehotzi. We'll get back to that. You don't force the husband to divorce her. Elim ratzon lo yotzi can choose not to divorce her in these situations. But afal pish lehotzi ein lo k'sehen k'suba. But lemaisa she loses her k'suba. Why? She'k'suba takanas chacham hi k'dei she'lo te kalab ein of lehotziya. The whole reason of a k'suba, the Rambam was assuming k'suba derabana, which I think we spoke about earlier in the year, with a k'suba deraisa derabanan. But certainly, if k'suba is derabanan, we know that the Gemara says the reason for a k'suba is k'deish lotei kalamein of lotzia, that it shouldn't be easy for a husband to divorce his wife. And the Chazal only gave a k'suba; they only wanted to protect the marriage of a proper Jewish girl. Aval elu haprutzos ein lahen takana zu. Chazal were never masaking k'suba for a prutza. Elotei kalabein of lotzia. They say, yeah, good, divorce her. We don't want you married to such a woman anyway. So that sounds my kind of initial reading of the Rambam, and based on this Rambam as well, it sounds like we're going kind of like a stipulation or part of the takana of Chazal is that the k'suba assumes that you're going to act properly. I may have gone a little bit overboard on it. Again, the cases of the Mishnah, the Rambam doesn't explicitly say this, but they all seem to somewhat relate to the it's not only Stam and Aver she does, but it's Aver she does that relates to him in some way. The Rush will see in a little bit writes that there's Pritzos involved in some of the things of like the Das Yehudis examples of going as she's out in public. So you could say the covering of the hair on the Daraisa level is also some kind of pritzos, so it affects the relationship. You know, the hair kind of symbolizes the fact that she covers the hair, symbolizes the fact that she's exclusive for her husband, where if her hair is exposed, she's kind of symbolizing that she's out in the open, exposed to anybody. So they and obviously feeding him certain things, so they all seem to relate to the relationship, and not merely something she does wrong. But the thrust, certainly, of the Rambam is this is a knas for her acting inappropriately. Again, whether it expands as far as, say, any isser that she does, again, which we'll see with Edim and Asura, expands to that, I'm not sure. Most likely not. But the thrust of the Rambam does seem to be that it's a knas for not acting properly. And that's the Birchas Avraham points this out. Bidas HaRambam. This is in contrast, and also the Birchas Avraham points out, actually, if you look at the Tosas Rid, you see on the bottom of the page, the Tosas Rid also has a Lashon Knas. Where is this? It's like three lines from the bottom. I don't know if everyone has the same print of the Tosas Rid, but three lines from the bottom. Tosas Rid says, he says, three lines from the bottom, middle line, Mashi royally nasin la, v'nishtabi la be'eshin nasa, that which he's supposed to give him from the time that they're married, he's obligated to pay that. Katsin la, detetzib lo k'suba, it's, we give her a knas. That's the Lashon Tosas Rid uses, three lines from the bottom. Birchas Avraham points out, all seeming to go in this direction, it's a penalty for her not acting appropriately. This all lies in contrast to the Rush. The Rush actually acknowledges this, doesn't say this, it's a Rambam, he acknowledges this possibility, but he rejects it. If you look at the Rush in source number 4, says the Rush, Hai de overes al das moshe vihudis ein lo k'suba, hainu bedavar shi machshi loso. It's specifically in things that she is machshil him in. He harach the masdisan, like those examples in the Mishnah, chayotze behem, if she would feed him chelev odam, he does expand a little bit from the Mishnah to other kinds of cases, but either way, it's feeding him. And also, if she's noderes vein mekayemes b'shulbanav, the Gemara says that if she takes nedarim, and the Korban Nisana speaks out this issue the Rush is addressing here in this line, the Gemara says, the Mishnah says one of the examples that she takes nedarim and does not fulfill the nedarim. So it seems to just be like she's just doing averus. What does that have to do with him? So that's the Gemara says that that's very bad because Bavon Nidarim Banim Mason. Right? That's the Gemara just comments at it, you know, just commenting on the Mishnah towards the bottom of the page, Amar Mar, Bavon Nidarim Banim Mason, in quotes the Pasuk. So that is also, she's machshel him that he's going to lose his sons. Anybody want to ask let's finish the Rush. Avlam Haisa Overis Bishar Averos, but if she just do other Averos, go and Shehi Atzma Achla Davar Eser, let's just she just eats the Machalos Asuros. Lo Hifsi the Ksubasa, he says she does not lose the Ksuba. And he speaks out, Dazi Hudas is Mishum Chatzifuso, Mishum Chashad Znus, feed the masada. So that's some znus issue, so that's why she's master too. But it seems to be like Das Yehuda is a different story. For the Rambam, it's all kind of in the same direction of bad behavior. Whereas for the Rosh, it's kind of two different things. There's Das Moshe specifically being machshil, and the other one is znus. So that is the Rosh Shita. Clearly seem to he rejects the extreme, my extreme interpretation of the Rambam of saying Shara Veros. But I would say he would also reject the presentation we made and the Rambam above, and we'll see in a minute there is an Nachmanin Ladina between these shittos. Anybody want to ask the Korban Asanos Kasha on the Rush? It's based on the Kasha and Darim. No, but she's messing him over because he's not gonna have kids anymore. So the Korban Asanos asks this interesting Kasha. He says, "What about other Yisurei Karis? What about Yisurei Karis? Because isn't the punishment for Karis you either die young or your children die? So any Yisurei Karis, if the shot is in the Darim that it's gonna be machshil him and losing his children, then any Yisurei Karis is gonna machshil him to lose his children." So the Korban Asanos points out it's actually a machlokas rishonim whether every karis, I didn't know this, the Rosh points out it's a machlokas rishonim whether every karis carries with it ariri, which is the other lashon that the pasuk uses. Ariri implies the banim mesim. So it's a machlokas rishonim. There's a rivash, if I'm not mistaken, a rivash quoted in Yevamos by the rivah, the beginning of Yevamos, quoted by Tosfos there, says that we only say that the children are cut off if it's Arayos. But for other Yisurei Karis, we wouldn't say that. That's the Rivash says. So the Korban Asanos points out that the Rosh has to assume that way, because otherwise you're really stuck, because if that's not really any Yisurei Karis should be included in the list, and the Rosh seems to be specifically avoiding that. Okay. And Rabbi Chanan points out this, Rabbi Chanan points out based on the Rosh. I first thought it was Machlokes Rabbi Chanan, because Avraham had to learn the Gemara, but I realized Rabbi Chanan just likes the Rush. He doesn't acknowledge really the Rambams. The Birch Rambam does acknowledge the Rush, but he thinks he just goes with the Rambam. But the Rabbi Chanan points out that what the Rush is saying. And let's speak it out a little more. He says that why does she lose the Ksuba for being Machshel? And what's so bad about it? So the Gemara has a Lashon later. Here in these lines, that ain adam darim nachash bekfifa, right? A man can't live with a woman who's like he always has to be looking over his shoulder to see what's going on, or she's always going to be tripping him up. So he has to divorce. There's no choice. He can't live with this. So says Rabbi Chanan, any time it's her fault that the gerushin is happening. It's not that if he divorces her because he just wants to divorce her. So that's where the takana or the din d'oraisa of a ksuba is, where he wants to divorce her. However, if it's a situation where she's bringing about the Gershon, so Mamela, she loses her ksuba. Anytime he gives the Shalom Ritzono, that's forced. We spoke about that in the past. It's not a get that's forced. He feels like he has no other option other than to give the get, and he wants to give it because he wants to get out of the situation. But in that kind of setup, says Rabbi Chanan, that's where she loses the ksuba. So that's how Rabbi Chanan presents it. So again, according to the Rambam, it's a knas for what she's done. According to the Rush, it is just an outcome from her being machshel. Anybody in Nafkamina? Does that mean that kind of never happened in the first place?
You're saying the Tzura from the Bishlote Kaveh and Abba Tzia, since this...
They didn't make it for such a situation.
That's not... That seems
like a thing. Well, okay. It's either way, I mean, I think it's... They didn't make it in order to give her a knas. I mean, it's just you're just saying, is it that it just doesn't apply here, or is it it's there and they take it away? But I think it's either way. It's Chazal, Tamam Rahim Amru. So either they, originally set it up that way, or they set it up not with this in mind, and then after they realize, oh, this is a bad situation, so we have to give it a class. Yeah, I think either way you could call it a class.
So Rabbi Chanan points out, well, he doesn't think it's a nafkamina, he just says an extension of his pshat. Rabbi Chanan says that, well, what if he is also doing averus? What if he's in on the whole thing? So Rabbi Chanan says, well, in that case, so Rabbi Chanan is a raya from the Gemara.
So
before we get to Rav Chanan's raya from the Gemara, before we get to Nafkamina, maybe one any Rav Chanan has a raya from the Gemara. Let's get to Nafkamina and we'll get to Rav Chanan's raya. So what if he's involved? So what do you want to say?
So according to Rambam, so it's not shaykh to give a pita because he's going to eat the shkatzim anyways.
According to the Rambam, or according to the Rush? I would have said the opposite, because according to the Rush, what's the whole problem for the Rush? Problem is, he's getting put in a situation that he can't handle. He can't handle being married to a woman that's a feeding malchus asurus. So it says Rabbi Chanan, according to this mahalach, if he's in on it, so pasher that he doesn't forfeit our ksuba. Because it's only, according to the Rush, it's only that he's messing, he has to give a get, because he has nothing else to do. But here he's in a variant too. And he says that this Hagos Ashri, it's really quoting a Mordechai, they have in source number 5, assumes that it's where Sobolsky always likes to say Osios Machimos, and he likes to speak about not learning from computers and learning from Sfarim. Printed things are okay also, but I was reading this over and over and I couldn't figure out how it, when, you know, I had seen it first and then I made the Marmakoma sheet and I couldn't figure out based on the Marmakoma sheet, but then I opened up my Gemara and I read it inside and I chapped. I felt this osios machimos, but the Hagos Ashri quotes from Rabbeinu Meir, maybe it's the Maram, and he says that Isha she'abra achirim ushvua veres aldas moshehi dehavi lano deres veinu mekemes v'yachal agarsha below haskamas akhilos, he can divorce her bal karcha, that's what he means there, and he says nehid mebayilam perek arusa, which is in Sota, Overes Aldas, Imrotza Baal, Kaima Im Yochel Kaima Olav. It's true. The Gemara has a question whether in Overes Aldas he's allowed to stay with her. And the Maskana is that he's allowed to stay with her, says his assumption seems to be. Mikol Makom Shita de Mitzvah Lahotzi. Still, even though he would be allowed, he's a mitzvah from the divorcer, Overes Aldas, and he goes on with Dover Pchut. Okay, that's Rabbeinu Gershom. But anyway, the Rav Chanan assumes it's Pasha, the Hagos Ashri is saying that you're allowed to stay married, and you would not have to give her Ksuba. I'm not sure that it's, he assumes that it's Pasha, according to this Hagos Ashri, that she would keep her Ksuba if he wants to be Mekayim her. I think that's how he's assuming Lekayim or not is Lekayim with the Ksuba or Lekayim not with the Ksuba. I'm still not sure it's totally clear, but because maybe that's what he's saying, still, it's better to divorce her, and in that way she'll lose the ksuba, because we kind of want to give it to her for acting appropriately. I'm not 100% clear. That's what he thinks is a raya, but he thinks misvara also based on what he's saying that it doesn't make sense that she should lose her ksuba because she's not doing anything, she's not being machshavah. Then he quotes a Rambam in a tshuva, a Shura Rambam, that says not that way. The Rambam says that she loses her ksuba. So he says sarachin, but I thought it makes perfect sense. Because according to the Rambam, the pshat is that takana was never made, or they took away the takana of ksuba for a woman who's not acting properly. So she's not. So I don't. It doesn't matter what the husband wants. The husband's okay. The husband's doing averus also, fine. But the bottom line is, like the lashon of the Rambam is, they never made the takana. They didn't want a takana had on a woman that's acting inappropriately. That such a woman, tehei kalad avlotzia. The Gemara has a nivama such a lashon. Sometimes Chazal wanted a couple to be divorced. So they don't. Chazal didn't always force the ksuba. Sorry, didn't always force a divorce, but they kind of prodded them along to a divorce, or made it easier that there be a divorce by taking away the ksuba. So I thought that fit very nicely. And then I realized that really the Rambam sounds this way himself, because if you go back at source number 3, the lashon of the Rambam says in Halacha Tes Zayin, the afal pi, the middle of the second line, afal pi shelo hotzi ein lahem ksuba. Even if he doesn't divorce her, it's not exactly the case Rabbi Chanan raises. Rabbi Chanan raised the case where he's doing averus with her. He's also doing the averus. The Rambam is a case where he's okay with it,
not necessarily he's doing Averus, maybe there's a distinction, I'm not sure, but certainly for the Rambam, we can understand either way that if he's okay with it or he's doing the Averus, she loses the Ksuba because that's the bottom line. The Ksuba is the Kana only for good girls, not for bad girls, and therefore she loses her Ksuba. So that's the Ritva quotes Cholkin. The Ritva quotes this Rambam and says that all my Rebbeim argue. So there's a Machlokas about, Rav Chanan points out a Machlokas about a man who's also doing Averus. The Ritva points out a Machlokas about a case where maybe the man's not doing Averus, but he wants to stay married. But the Rambam falls on the same side in both those cases. Because again, for the Rambam, the bottom line is if she's a bad girl, she does Averus, no Ksuba. So it doesn't matter if he's doing Averus also, it doesn't matter if he's fine with sticking with a woman who's being machshel with him and doing Averus. Either way, she loses her Ksuba. Whereas the Hagos Ashri is pointed out by the Rav Chanan and certainly the Ritva in the case where he wants to stay married, they would say no. It's only if you divorce her because of this, like Rav Chanan said, if you're forced into the divorce because of the situation, then she loses her Ksuba. But in any other way, she would not lose her Ksuba.
Question.
Yeah. We don't know, but the Lashon of the Rambam, so first of all, he started going into uncovering the hair, Peshuk, so I don't know why he went to that. Also, the Lashon of later in Halacha Tes Zayin, where he just says it's because of Pritzos. So he doesn't say like the rush because you're Machshil him, just says for Pritzos. Yeah, so the rush had that by Das Yehudis. By Das Moshe, he just said it because of being Machshiler. Machshiler. So that's also that, yeah. Sorry, also that, and the way that Rav Chanan certainly explains the rush is different than, like Tosrit has Lashon Knas. Rav Chanan's not saying Knas. I'm just saying it's a natural outcome, result from the situation that you don't get it, you lose it, excuse me.
Yeah,
Let's say to Hashem.
And then that's going to be.
So that's Das Yehudis. That might be something.
That's a separate thing.
That's a separate thing, yeah. Yeah. The Birchas thinks that explicitly. He thinks for the Rambam it's the same thing. It's either way, it's like it's inappropriate behavior. The Rush seems to say two different things. He says first it starts talking about Machshel, then he says Chatzei Fuzo. There seem to be two things. That's why part of why the Birchas Avraham doesn't like this whole Mahal from Rav Chanan. And the rush, she doesn't really deal with the rush, but why should it be two separate things? It really sounds like one flow of an Indian here in this Mishnah. So that is that's section one of tonight's shir is why what's pshat here in the Mishnah? Why is it that we lose a ksuba here and we have two machlokas? The next issue, interesting issue, is how do we determine? And we alluded to it a little bit, but how do we determine that this woman should lose her ksuba? That she's acted inappropriately. So the Gemara, I mean, that is the beginning of the Gemara. The Gemara deals with that. The Gemara is trying to figure out how do you know? If you know, just avoid the issue. If you don't know, then what are we talking about? So obviously, there's a way to find out. And the Gemara gets into cases about the Kohen that she said the Kohen took Truma, and it turns out it's a lie. And with Nida, that it's supposed to be Nida in Shkina Seah, that people are saying that she's a Nida. So that's what Gemara says. So, is there anything more in this Gemara? What about the classic things of Eden and Hasra? So the Rif in the back quotes the Gemara and Sota. If you see in source number 6, the Rif quotes the Gemara and Sota that concludes that yes, you need Hasra. The Gemara has a Shaila about Hasra, but concludes that you need Hasra. And the Rif says if you don't have Hasra, so then she gets to maintain her Tzuba. So that's point number one. The Ritva quotes from the Yerushalmi. That you also need Aiden. If you just turn over to the back side, source number 8, just quote the first line of the Ritva there, Garcini Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi, right after quoting the Mishnah, says, V'kulon be'Aiden. All these cases, there have to be Aiden. Which, Pasha seems obvious. You know, just because he says she's doing bad things, we're not going to make her lose the Ksuba. Pasha says that we do need Aiden. But the question is, and that's the Rambam speaks out in Halacha Yudalib, where he says the case of Averus Anas, and he says Tzricha Hasra ve'edim Arakach Tafsir Ksubasa, and then you lose a Ksuba. I mean, there's an interesting discussion in the Magen Mishnah there
about whether he can make her take a shvua in the case there are no edim. I am dumb.
You're interested.
Agav, I was a little thrown off when I first learned Tosos here. Tosos says, if you look at Dibur Masla Ploni Kohen, so Tosos says, Tosos, the Gemara again is trying to figure out the case. How do we? What's the case where he's she's giving him food that hasn't had Meiser taken? So Tosos says, Hayal Yachal Lomar Deika Edim Shachi Lasi. You could say that there are Edim that saw that he fed her food that didn't have Truma taken from it. Isn't that the most obvious case? Like, why are we struggling so hard in the Gemara? It says Tosos, Elad Lo Shchiach. That's not Shchiach. They're gonna have such a case. But it doesn't mean that Tosos doesn't require Edim. That's why my first thought was like, oh, Tosos doesn't need Edim. Ram needs Edim, Tosos doesn't need Edim. But no, Tosos just means that the Edim seeing that part is not Shchiach. But the fact that there are going to be Edim on some part of this process, that Tosos would not deny. Okay? But the Ritzvah points out, if you look at source number 8, the Ritzvah points out that there is a Machlokas HaRishonim in terms of exactly what are the Edim testifying about. Any thoughts? Any bad rise from the Gemara, what it should be? So let's just review for a second what the Gemara says. What happens? The Gemara says the case is where he turns to his wife, and his wife says, and he says to his wife, did he take Trumas and Maisers from this? So she says, yes, Rabbi Cohen or Mr. Cohen, the Cohen over there, he did Trumas and Maisers. The Gemara says, and he walks over to the Cohen, says, Cohen, did he take Trumas and Maisers? And he says, what are you talking about? I know this is not true. So Gemara says, turns out she's a liar. So where are they eating? Where are they eating? Yeah. Oh, very good. Very good. Yeah. So that's what the Ritzvah quotes from the Rashba. The first Mahalach he quotes here. If you see in source number 8, Nechlu Rav Asenu Perzei Yerushalmi, the Machlokas had on the Shem Yerushalmi, and he says Ki Yesh Omrim Shetzarich Edim Shiach Chishuha B'Masha Amra Ploni Kohen Asali Kach. It's not enough that he goes over to the Kohen and the Kohen says it's not true, because then it's his word, the Kohen's word versus her word, and then why should we believe? Why should she lose her ksuba in that case? But rather, it's she'amru, continuing in the Ritzvah, she'amru imanu haya b'makom ploni. That Kohen, he was with us in this place. Olo zaza yadena misoch yot mitoch yado ko'os ayom, we were with him the whole day. V'lo osa kein, and he never did it. Saval bi achashas ha'kohen levado ina maseh ksubas adeid echad, who is just an eid echad, v'zeh das harashba. So the Rashba, she does exactly like Matthew is saying, that the case of the Edim are telling us that her claim of the Kohen taking Truma is not true. Now, the Ritzvah, though, has a problem with this. The Ritzvah has, one is a problem, and one is a raya for what he's going to say. So the Ritzvah says, the Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara just says that he goes, meaning, you don't have to ask the Kohen for it to turn out to be a sheker. You could just turn to the Edim, or Edim can appear. I mean, the Gemara it's totally lacking. I mean, the main thrust, according to the Rashba, is that there are Edim rejecting what he said. And what does the Gemara say? The Gemara says, the Uzzel Shailei, he asked the Kohen, v'shtakach shechera, and it turns out to be a sheker. It doesn't sound like there were Edim telling you the sheker. It sounds like, through asking the Kohen, it came out that it was a sheker. No? You're not convinced, Matthew. The Gemara should say, the Azul Shaila, you don't even need Azul Shaila Lekohen. Just say, the Azu Edim came and said that it's a Sheker. What does it do with asking the Kohen? Asking the Kohen is insignificant or irrelevant and unnecessary. It could be, but Iker Chasim not safer. The Gemara doesn't tell you any of that. So you're saying the Gemara is blah, 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 dot, dot, dot. Yeah, and the Gemara is saying, yeah, you know what happens after that. It doesn't end with that. Okay. In a Chanami, okay. Al Korcha, that's how the Rashba learns the Gemara. But the Ritzvah says, the Gemara is smoother according to me. That's what the Ritzvah says. So I wear the Edim. Says the Ritzvah. If you look at, continuing the Ritzvah. Haya Omer de Hakoin Neman Aleha. De Kamen to Tulsa. So before we get back to what he says, let's see where the Edim are. Umasha, this is the second line from the bottom. Umasha Amru Birushalmi, the Kulhun, be Edim, Hainu lomar shetzarech edim shamar lo kain. What are the edim saying? The edim are just being made on what happened in the Gemara. That's a pasuk shot. The edim are testifying that she said truma wasn't taken, and the kohen said he did. Sorry, she said truma was taken, and the kohen says truma wasn't taken. That's it. They're just edim on what the Gemara says. That the Rishva says is the easier read of the Gemara.
Why do we believe the kohen over her?
Says the Rishva. Come on, we're talking here about being master, right? We're talking about a knas. We're talking about being master of the ksuba. It says the Ritva, the whole, it's we need only this raglaim ladavar. We need raglaim ladavar. That's the Ritva's lasha. What happened? She said the kohen took truma. So she's trusting the kohen. And now we go to the kohen, he says it's not true. So if you look at that situation, what's your initial reaction? Something looks fishy here. Raglaim ladavar that she's wrong. Yeah, I know. Doesn't seem right. She says the kohen took truma. He denies it. Doesn't seem right. Okay, we're mastered her the ksuba. And says the Ritva, well, it's no better than huchsaga nida v'shchein osea, right? The Gemara says the case where he's sleeping with her when she's a nida. So what's the case? So the case is there are no edim that she was a nida. It's just that people were saying that she's a nida. Huchsaga nida v'shchein osea. Says the Ritva, what is that? That's also raglaim ladavar. That's not a raya. That's not edim. So it's you see that the whole nemanos here in these in this sugya is just we just need raglaim ladavar. We just need an indication, something to make sense that we make her lose her ksuba. We don't need a real raya.
How talk to that? It's a raya there from Huchs Ganid of Shchein Osea. How does the Rashba deal with that?
The Rashba requires real aegis for the first party. It requires real aegis there. Huchs Ganid of Shchein Osea. Oh, so that's the Pashtus, because the Gemara says you get Malkus, and the Gemara in Kiddushin, in source number 9, learns from here Malkin al Chazakus. We give Malkus based on a Chazaka, Ke Rav Yehuda, Dam Rav Yehuda, Huchs Ganid of Shchein Osea, Baila Loka Aleha Mishum Nida. So if it was shot like the Ritva, that it's very local din about the mafsid ksuba for a raglaim ladavar, you can't learn from here, you get malchus for a chazaka. So the pashup shot is, in that regard, is like the Rashba. It's not necessarily a stira for the Ritva Shita, but it's not a raya for the Ritva, because definitely the easier understanding of Huskan, okay, that requires a lot of work. The Achronim go to town to deal with what's shot in that Gemara in Kiddushin. It's a din of Shulchan Aruch, but that's not necessarily going to be any raya for our sugya. And the lemaisa, we assume like the Rashba. The Rush also in source 10 says like the Rishba. Like the Rashba says in Milsa the Mestaber, if you look in source 10, who heyach yakia mamona beid echad. Now how could it be the eid echad? There he's talking about eid echad, but in the same regard, not real eidus or glaim ladavar. You need eidim tzarech gon sha'amra ploni tike bosa shah. The Chule, he goes on to speak out the case. But you need to have real edim. How else are you going to be motzi mamon here? You're going to be motzi mamon from her? She deserves the ksuba. So you're going to, okay, maybe you could say it's really his mamon, but you need to say she's deserving of money. You're going to take it away just on raglaim ladavar. That's not so mustaber. More mustaber to say that there's real edus here like the Rashba. And the Rush is adding there, and this is quoted in Shulchan Aruch, that the Rush agrees with the Ritva's edus. I mean, you also need edus on the whole exchange that's taken place, right? Because let's say there are no edim, she could deny the whole thing. She could say, "No, what are you talking about? I never said anything. I never said there was no truma. You didn't ask me. You didn't care." She could deny the whole thing happened. So you need edus on the whole back and forth, and as well, you need edus for the action that it's actually not true. Like the Rashba says, in order to prove you take away money, you need edus. So edus on the interactions, she can't deny it, and edus on the fact that she lied. Edus, like we said before, that the kohen did not take truth. Until we pass in Shulchan Aruch, Simon Kuf, Tes, Vav, and Ebenezer. Okay, part 3, what I want to talk about. So first two sections. Next little point I want to mention is that, so the Gemara, we just spoke out that we need to have Edom. We know that everything was true. We need Edom to confirm everything. How are we going to confirm that he was boel her while she was a nida.
So obviously the hukzka nida v'shchein aseha, that's true, but what about on the maisa be'ila? You mean according to the Rush? And according to the Rambam, she loses her ksuba no matter what. So the Rambam, you would need aiding that it happened. The Rambam is a little more of a focus on the past. So you could have aiding that there was a ma'isabia. Not so common. The Chelgis Mechokik here in source 11 says, don't tell me like we say in certain places, because with Eidei Yichud, she could say, yeah, we had Yichud, and then I told him that I was a Nida. And married people have Yichud all the time, and that happens all the time, that the woman says to the husband, I'm a Nida, and we can't have Tachim. So that can't be. So either you have Eidim on Maisa, which is not so likely, more likely, says the Chalgis Mechokik, is that she's Moda, that this is what happened. She says, yeah, you're right, I was Bohar her with a Nida, and that's how we're going to know. Right? Makes sense? They agree, they come forward, you know, he wants to divorce her, he says, you're bowling Manida, and she says, okay, I'm sorry, I was messing up, or, you know, and they warn her, and she does it again, and she admits that she did it again, and I just had, I couldn't overcome my desires, whatever the case is, that's the case. So,
that sounds like, you don't need Aiden on
everything. Well, Hodel's probably didn't come Aiden. She's Moda. So the Raivin, what about the Rishonim? Source 12, the Rashba source, the Raivin, many other Rishonim as well, says the Raivin, he's talking about the case of Truma, but it's quoted as a similar case, where he says, let's say the Truma example is where she admits that she fed him Tevel. Right? We have this background, you know, backhanded case. What about she admits? Says the Raivin, it's got to be a case, Dibim Moda Einan Amenes. If she admits, she's not nemanis, the kaimon ain't other mesa masmo Russia. No, she has no nemanis to say these things, and she has no nemanis to say she was boel him when she was nida, and she has no nemanis to say that she's feeding him machalos asuros. That's the right bit. Says the Rashba, the ainu mechuvar, the mamonahu. This is mamonis. The hainal have see the ksuba. So the issue here is she's going to lose her ksuba. But hodas badim kameidim dami. Or Kimeidim, the Hodas, but then it's like Meidim. She's always Nemenis on Dina Mamunas. She's always Nemen for Dina Mamunas, and she loses her Ksuba. Why did the Gemara give this example? But time the Ukma b'moda mishum d'lo boil Ukma b'mosdol shchicha. Come on, what are the chances she's going to come and admit to us that she's doing Yisurim and Makla Yisurim? Not likely. So that's why the Gemara doesn't give that example. Isn't the Raivin right though? You know the Mesa Matzma Rasha. So how is she Neman for this whole thing? So the Achronim assume, so Rav Chanan assumes this, and in the footnote of the Rashba he presents it this way as well, that that we say Pagina Dibura. We're not going to assume that she's a Rasha, but Lamaisa, if she's saying that I don't deserve a Ksuba because I was with my husband when I was a Nida, or I fed him machol zasura, she loses her ksuba. Pagin tibura. And that's Pashas is how we pass him, like we just saw quoting the Chalgis Mechogi. What's pshat though in the Raivid? Why did the Raivid say pagin tibura to sugya and shas? Why did the Raivid say it? So a few terutzim I saw, interesting ones. The Pnei Yoshua says, they all might be hitting at a similar point, I'm not sure. The Pnei Yoshua says, now, what's Hodas Baldin? Hodas Baldin is, I admit I owe you money. She's not admitting that she owes him money. She's admitting a side thing. It's not quite that we couldn't say Fagin and Dibura, but it's just like, it's not Hodas Baldin. Hodas Baldin is when I admit money. It's not when I say something else that's going to have a result of my either having to pay money or lose out on money. So she's saying she did a bad thing. The result is she's going to lose her ksuba. But that's not Hodas Baldin. Hodas Baldin is when if she would say, I forfeit my ksuba, or I lose my ksuba in a chanam. But she's not saying that. She's just saying, I was sleeping with my husband while I was in Nida. So since it's an indirect Hodas Baldin, that's not considered Hodas Baldin. Rav Chanan in the Kovei Tzaharos in Yevamos, maybe what he's
he doesn't speak it out. Maybe what he means here, which we'll see in a second. But Rav Chanan says, what's pshat? We can't say Talgir Dibura here. It's the Kovetz HaRav Simon Chav Beis. Why can't you say Balgina Dibura? Because Balgina, what do the words mean? We split up your statements. Right? We split up your statements. So we're saying, we're going to ignore the stuff that she's saying about herself. We don't believe her, but Lamaisa, she's admitting that she should lose her ksuba. So she should lose her ksuba. That's the Balgina Dibura. That's what we potentially want to do. Says Rav Chanan, you can't split up these 2 points. You can't divorce the losing of the ksuba with the fact that she's considered a Rasha. The Pluyim Zebazeh. It's dafka because she's considered a Rasha that she loses her ksuba. So how can you tell me split up those 2 points? They go together. They're tied together. So in Kovetz HaAretz, that's all he says. Here, by us, he goes a step further and he says that Hodas Baldin, so you could say what you want about Hodas Baldin, can we assume it happened in the past or not? She admitted in the past. But says Rav Chanan, the Shitaso, it has nothing to do with the past. Good, so she admitted she once did it. It's all a question of whether he can trust her moving forward. And since moving forward, her admission doesn't really have significance, I don't fully understand why it's only Dafka moving forward, I'm not sure. But says Rav Chanan, since the whole issue at hand is moving forward, certainly, says Rav Chanan, the past, maybe, if you go out with the whole Rambam approach, it's about a past Avera, so you can say what Rav Chanan said before in the Kovetz HaAretz, or not, or you could say, no, the past, you know, maybe we should say that we, you know, kind of accept what you said about yourself, and do say Pagin and Dibura, maybe yes, maybe no. But Rav Chanan says, certainly, if you're talking about the future, it's all a question of, can they stay married? So, because of Eino Adam Mitzvah Matzmo Rasha, they can't stay married. They're allowed to be married. So, since it's all a future point about whether they can stay married or whether he's forced into divorcing her, so says Rav Chanan, the whole thing is not shayach to say here that she would lose her ksuba based on his hodah. So it's not as much Rav Chanan says. The Kovetz HaAretz, Rav Chanan, I think it's a third separate point. Rav Chanan there just says, since the two are linked, you can't split up a statement. Here Rav Chanan is saying not as much focus on Bagina Dibura, but it's more a point. The whole issue is the future. The whole issue is, can they stay together? Since Eino Adam Mitzvah Matzmo Rasha, we don't give weight to what she said about herself. They can stay together, and Mimela she keeps her ksuba. And that would be Pshat in the Rav. That's how you could say, no, that's how you could say that her hodah will not bring about a hefsed ksuba. The first pshat is to say, because it's not really hodas baldin, because it's indirect, that's plain shuvah. The next pshat is to say, what we need to accept the hodas baldin is palgina dibura, but you can't split it up. That's what Vachan and Kovetz says. You can't split it up for the tulim zavzeh. Vachan here in Kovetz Shiurim is saying a third point, that since the whole reason why she loses her ksuba is the fact that they can't stay together anymore, so her admission doesn't make them have to get divorced. He can continue to trust her because they know the Mesa Matzmo Rasha, and therefore, she doesn't lose her ksuba. It's only because they can't stay together anymore that she loses her ksuba, we explained before. But since her statement, they know the Mesa Matzmo Rasha, they are there, and therefore they are allowed to stay together, Mimela, she keeps her ksuba. Just quickly before we end, wanted to say, not sure if I want to say a bris mila idea, or one interesting, yeah, you know what? Let's say a bris mila idea. We'll leave. I wanted to say something about the Sufrala, but we'll talk about that next week. It's related to the Omer, and it's a guest. I wanted to, a nice thing I saw here in the Sefer that I once picked up somewhere, it's a Divrei Torah about bris mila. So it quotes two beautiful ideas. We say about bris mila, Sos anachi imrasach kmotze shalor rav. Chazal say that it's talking about bris mila. And I think that we say out this pasuk the Mo'el says out this pasuk at the Mila. So what's pshat? It's a simcha like motzei shel rav, like finding a treasure. What's this mashal that bris Mila? So he quotes here from Rav Aaron Cutler. He says that when you find a treasure, right? When you have like a sudden discovery of something great, your simcha is so pure at that moment. He said, you know, even you have a baby.
Well, he doesn't really go with the simcha. I know you're getting excited about it. He doesn't even go with the simcha. Because maybe when you have a baby, you have this a little bit. But like any other normal thing that happens, so like you know it's coming. So it's not a pure 100% simcha at that moment, because you had a little simcha before, and now your wedding day. So you're anticipating the wedding day. Now the wedding day comes, so you have other simcha. But it's not a pure simcha at that moment. When you have a sudden discovery. Could be a baby, since you can't realize, especially when you have your first kid, you can't realize what it is to have a baby until you actually have a baby, and the first time is very moving. So the second time is not quite the same experience. So the first time, a treasure, wow, this is incredible, it's a pure, sus represents a pure simcha. It says, on a ruchnius level, what does Bris Mila do? He says, a pure simcha, or it's a pure avoda, is when your entire essence is put into a mitzvah. It's put into Avodas Hashem. So Al Yidei Mila, we're able to transform our entire body. We have one part of the body that maybe is not fully part of Avodas Hashem, but we're able to transform the Aver and make that to complete the person. That's a part of the idea of Bris Mila, is to complete the person and make you a pure Oved Hashem. Your whole being is now roi, that every aver, every part of your body is roi to use for Avodas Hashem. So that's a similar simcha to the simcha that we find in the treasures, a pure simcha. So too, the simcha of a complete Avodas Hashem is a pure simcha. That's one idea, he says. The Meshech Chachma says another idea. He says that when you have a treasure, so the treasure, he's assuming, okay, we don't have this so much, but like you got the pirates and you took away your treasure from the pirates, so you have the treasure for yourself, and what you took away from you have a simcha, and also the simcha you took away from the other. So the simcha of Bris Mila is that we have the opportunity to do a mitzvah of Bris Mila, we nichnas of Bris, and we also have the opportunity to get away from some of the taivas of the Bris Tashmish, and that combination of an entering towards Avodas Hashem, where we go positive and also stay away from the negative. That's also a tremendous simcha. Now, I probably would add, like you were, I saw you thinking when I was first saying it, especially the first child, that unbelievable simcha at the birth, also long lines of iron color, that's a sus. Maybe every child really should be that way. But a tremendous, tremendous simcha, pure simcha that we have for Bismillah, Shemir Tsemi Vizocha, Lachmisa Briso Sham Ravinu, Vito Uvizmanu.